We spend a lot of time at work, and even if you work from home or you don't work, but you spend a lot of time during the day at home, then what I'm suggesting is that you make a plan to support your well-being at work. Okay. Now, when you wake up in the morning, you'll think, right, what am I having for breakfast? What am I having for lunch? What time am I leaving? What am I doing? You'll do all the things to look after your physical self. But what about looking after your mental well-being as well? That's just as important. Now, for some people, work is very important to their life and the type of work feeds them and supports their mental well-being. But for others, it's just functional. It's money for a living. It has a big effect on our mental well-being, whether that's positive or negative. Now, I've experienced both. You know, I found jobs that were amazing for my mental well-being, and I found some jobs where I worked and it was just very destructive for my mental well-being and really had a negative impact on it. So we know that workplaces have a responsibility to look after your mental well-being, but you also have some responsibility and you can do a lot to keep positive mental well-being whilst at work. And that's why I've designed the Wellness at Work plan, which comes with this recording. What I suggest you do is complete it and review it every few months. It does seem simple, but look, most of the big changes in your life are very simple and they make a big difference. It may seem pointless as well. You're like, well, why do I need to do it? Because I'm making you think about it. You're more likely to be aware of it. And also having plans in place mean that positive action is more likely to happen when you are struggling. And hopefully work has a more positive impact on your mental health. So think about the good work habits that support your mental well-being. What helps you relax at work? What habits make you feel happier at work and reduce your stress? Which part of your job do you enjoy the most? And I'm asking that because sometimes we can get stuck in what we don't like and we just focus on, I don't like that part of my job, I don't like that. But I'm asking you to think of what parts do you enjoy? And can you do them more often? And can you focus on those parts that you enjoy rather than the negative? Because that will have a better impact on your mental health. Think about what aspects of your job you find stressful and challenging. Acknowledge the tough bits. Acknowledge the bits you don't like. And then look at what you can do to reduce the negative impact of them. It may be that you can change something about it. Or that, okay, I'll do something positive afterwards when I've done it. Or you look at how you think about it. Actually, can I think about it differently? Is it stressful because of something you tell yourself that's negative? Everything is perspective. And if your perspective is making you unhappy, how could you reframe your perspective to think about it differently? I'm also asking you to think about the signs at work that you're struggling with your well-being and your resilience and that you need to take some time and some action. And what action works for you? Do you need time off? Do you need to make sure you stick to breaks? A lot of people get stuck in this mindset. No, I can't take a break. I can't. I've got to not take a break. But actually, you can take a break. Eating chocolate, always a good one for me. Going for a walk, leaving early. Think about who you can talk to at work. Who is your go-to work buddy? And who is somebody you really don't want to talk to when you're at work because they just make you feel worse? Finally, take some time to remind yourself what support is available from your line manager, your boss, or your company to help. Find out it's there to be used and use it when you need it. Now, something you're going to hear me say a lot, the more detail a plan has, the more likely it is to happen. So this well-being plan is designed to help you achieve positive well-being for work and think about it and plan for it. Why wouldn't you use it? With a bit of effort, you will reap great rewards, I promise. Thank you for listening. And remember, you are amazing.